conference committee on the Senate File 1331 to order. So this is a very informal meeting. As you can tell, the House is under call, and so Representative Winkler said that we could go ahead and have the meeting just so that the public is aware of what our intentions are.
What our deal is.
With the bill.
Right.
So, yeah. So we can pass this out to those of you who are here. These are the provisions that we are going, that Representative Winkler and I have agreed to support, and our conferees have agreed to support. And
reluctantly.
Correct.
I want all the votes.
And we made significant concessions in not adopting a whole lot of provisions that were included in the bill in the interest of trying to get a bill signed. So,
Madam Chair.
Would anyone like to add anything? And right, Senator Bonner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we have some sense of where the governor stands on our provisions?
You know, Senator Bonhoff, the governor has been very difficult to pin down in terms of what he would support or what he would not support. Mm-hmm. But he has indicated that he is open to these provisions if there is bipartisan support. At least that's what we heard even before the conference committee, before we passed either bill off the floor. But since then, I have not heard from the governor's office on these provisions. So we're sort of taking a gamble here, mm-hmm. in hoping that we can, that we're pulling the right things out so that we'll get his support in the end. And, you know, this sheet that was passed around
is incorrectly
identified
at the top.
Right.
This is the Senate offer. It's the agreement. It includes local governments.
Well, let me explain. So the reason we put these provisions in here was because local governments have some real substantial things that they would like to see changed, and many of the provisions relating to absentee ballots are included here. Most of them are really largely technical changes or will make the administration of absentee ballots run more smoothly. The student housing list, I know, came at the suggestion of many different local election officials, some one of whom I know contacted Representative Lanning and wanted this provision included. The voter confirmation of registration is, again, just a general good government thing to do so that people can check.
Is this
online.
Where you can check online and see if you're
correct.
Registered?
It does not include online voter registration, though. The vacancy and nomination piece is Senator Rest provision, if you'd like to speak to that. Or just
this is a provision that just is a conforming provision for PAVA for the in case there's a vacancy occurs in between primary and November election, because you can't have a separate ballot, so you'd have to have a special election in December for that election, and it only includes partisan races.
Then the we did see some movement on the primary issue that the House would only go along and agree if we would move it until August. So Senator Bonner, if you want to say anything about that.
Madam Chair, I appreciate that we put the June in the bill. I am disappointed that we weren't able to keep it June, but I think August is a far better provision than having it be in September. I'm pleased that it's the second week in August, not the end of August, and so I think that all of us are better off with this compromise. So I appreciate the work that you did to come to a compromise.
Okay, thank you, Senator Bonhoff. Then these township election provisions are done at the request of the townships. Senate File 848, Senator Rest.
Senator Lori's.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is right. Senator Lori's bill, which really are just some minor provisions relating to.
Actually, it's Senator Olson's provisions.
Right, of who could be an election judge and how he can be related to them, stuff like that. The recount provision on R-54, that is so that a court order cannot be issued which tells a campaign that they can accept or reject ballots. The election judge oath or affirmation is Senator Shides, just at the request of a constituent who did not want to say the word swear. And then the city's electing council members by wards, that's Senator Pappas and Representative Con provision, only for cities of the first class, is it?
Only for cities that elect its council members by wards. It's important to do that this year.
Right, and then finally.
And that has to deal with redistricting, the every 10-year deal? The St. Paul comes up this next one. Minneapolis dealt with it last time.
Okay, then finally, Senate File 80, these are just the recommendations made at the request of the, these are just the recommendations made at the request of the campaign finance board with a couple of other provisions that were added on the Senate floor that were non-controversial. So, does anybody have any questions? No? So, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you, Karen. Good job.